Here you are, dear.
Thanks, darling. Say goodbye to Dennis for me, will you? I'm late.
All right, dear. Don't work too hard.
See you tonight.
Bye. Hey, Dan, wait a minute. Well, he can't wait now, Dennis. He's late for work as it is. He said to tell you goodbye.
But I have to talk to him, Mom. I didn't know he was leaving yet.
I'm sure it can wait until he comes home tonight. Now, you two boys run along and play.
Okay. I just wanted to tell him we were playing hide-and-seek with Joey.
Well, he'll be very happy to hear that, I'm sure. Where's Joey now? Did he go home already?
Nope, he's still hiding. I hit him real good this time, in the back seat of Dad's car. Dad will probably find him when he gets downtown, I guess, because...
In the back seat of the... Henry, wait!
Dennis.
Hey, Opie, look at the small clock we found.
Huh.
Could you fix it for us?
Yeah. Well, maybe, boys. Just leave it here and Opie will work on it. Yes, sir, I get time.
There sure are a lot of bees around here.
Yep, I got me some hives, and I'm going to make...
You have?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, they sure do itch, don't they? Mr. Wilson got them last year from eating too many strawberries.
Oh, no, Dennis. This is a different kind of hives. These are beehives.
Oh, that kind of hive.
Hey, boys, don't go over there. You're allowed to make the bees nervous.
Gee, listen to them buzz, Tommy. Boy, I'll bet those beehives are just full of honey, aren't they, Opie?
I wish there was. This late spring's got us messed all up.
The late spring?
Yeah, the clover ain't blooming, the fruit trees ain't either. You know what, boys? There's hardly enough honey around to keep the bees eating.
Well, if the bees can't find anything to eat, what'll they do?
It's kind of hard to tell. Sometimes they just swarm up and leave.
Leave? You mean for good?
Yep. I might even have to leave with them. Move to the country or someplace.
Jeepers, Opie, don't move away. Me and Tommy will help, won't we, Tommy? We'll help the bees find honey. Sure we will. How? Well, maybe find some new flowers for them or something. Yeah, we got flowers in our yard. That's right. We have, too. And Mr. Wilson's got a yard full of flowers, Opie.
Well, that's what the bees are depending on nowadays, boys. Flower beds around town.
Heck. I'll bet Mr. Wilson's flowers got enough honey to feed a jillion bees. Oh, sure they have. And we'll help him find every single bit of it. And don't you worry, Opie. Bye.
Bye, boys.
Two spoons full for Miss Swan.
Hey, there's good old Mr. Wilson feeding the camellias their lunch. Hello?
Why do they have to bother me now?
Hi, Mr. Wilson. Taking your nerve medicine?
That's what it is, all right. It smells awful, don't it?
Yeah, he makes that stuff himself, don't you, Mr. Wilson? Hey, Mr. Wilson, you want to play football with us?
Yes, I'd love to play football with you, Dennis.
Well, catch!
Did you see him catch that ball, Tommy?
Boy, you'd make a swell All-American, Mr. Wilson.
Dennis, let's keep this football out of my yard entirely, you hear me? Let's keep it over in your own yard. Oh, my goodness. Oh, what did I... Oh, my. Dennis, is this your football?
Sure, Dad. You gave it to me for Christmas, don't you remember?
Well, if you can't watch where you're throwing, I'm going to put it away. You nearly knocked my head off. Besides, you could have broken my glasses. Anyone who throws a football without looking where he's throwing it...
Mitchell, I'm terribly sorry, but Dennis did not throw that. I don't know what to say. I know it was a very foolish thing to do.
Boy, I'll say, you could have knocked his head off. Yeah, and you might have busted his glasses.
Yes, I know.
No harm done, Mr. Wilson.
You should never throw a football without looking, Mr. Wilson, because you might...
All right, Dennis, that's enough. Run out and play. Mr. Wilson, I came over for some advice. Say, these are beautiful camellias. Are they new?
Oh, this is my experiment here, Mitchell. This is a crossbreeding of the best camellias I've raised in the last 5 years.
You've raised a lot of them. It must be a fascinating hobby.
Oh, yes. Yes, sir. Some exciting things can happen sometimes with this crossbreeding. You never know. But you said you needed advice.
Oh, yes. One of the men in our office is retiring, and we've all chipped in together to buy him some garden equipment. I thought maybe you could advise me what...
Shoot. These pesky things are getting to be a nuisance around here. Shoot! Darn bees!
Jeepers, Mr. Wilson, don't hit them. They're Opie Swanson's bees.
They're Opie Swanson?
Opie Swanson's got some beehives.
They're having a hard enough time trying to find honey without people hitting them.
All right, Dennis, never mind.
Gee, when they get all the honey out of Mr. Wilson's flowers, Opie's gonna give me some.
Well, if they're gathering honey for you, Dennis, it's all right. They can use my flowers.
Gee, thanks, Mr. Wilson.
Just have them keep their stingers to themselves, will you?
Hey, you know what Mr. Wilson just said, Tommy? He said the bees could use his flowers all they want to. Isn't he swell? He sure is. Let's go see if he's got any flowers in the house. The bees will never get to him in there. That's a good idea. No, not that way. We'll go in the kitchen way. There's always some flowers on the kitchen table. Maybe in the dining room, too. Come on.
The best thing for us to do is to go down to Merrivale's nursery and look over the equipment.
Well, I don't want to be any bother.
Oh, no bother. Not at all.
I just thought you might have some suggestions. I can go down and pick it up myself.
Oh, no. If I let you go down there alone, Mitchell, why, that greedy old coot would steal you blind. I'll go down with you and we'll steal him blind.
Fair enough.
It's a good thing we looked in the house. I'll say it was. There's enough flowers here for a barrel of honey. You don't think Mrs. Wilson will get mad, do you? Heck no. Mrs. Wilson loves kids and babies. And besides, she's visiting your mother in Iowa. Oh. Mr. Wilson's sister's keeping house for him, and she won't mind either. And Mr. Wilson said we could use his flowers. That's what he said, all right. Besides, she's downtown shopping. Boy, the bees sure are glad about us bringing those flowers out. They're buzzing all around them. You know what they're not buzzing around? Those camellias. Look at that. They don't even go near them. Maybe they haven't got any honey in them. Oh, I'll bet these big fat camellias are just busting with honey. Say, I bet I know why the bees don't try them. They don't smell like anything. You're right, they don't smell at all. If they smell good like the honeysuckle and stuff, I bet the bees would go for them all right. Sure they would. Hey, I got it, Tommy. I know exactly what to do. Yeah, come on. Ew, smell this one. Ooh, that's no good. Boy, when I get through with those camellias, they'll smell sweller than any flower in town. Sure takes a lot of stuff to make your mom pretty. It does not. My mom was born pretty. She doesn't need all this stuff. Why does she buy it, then? She just likes to spend money, that's why. My dad said so. My dad says that, too. He says mom's gonna send him to the poorhouse someday. Well, when my dad goes to the poorhouse, my mom will probably go with him, I bet. They go every place together. Hey! I know just the stuff, Tommy! Push me up, will you, Tommy? Mom says she's gonna throw this stuff away, but it smells real pretty. I bet the bees will go for this all right. I would if I was a bee. I bet they'll come zooming right at those camellias when they smell this. Plenty of bees around here, all right. This ought to show them where the honey is. That smells good. Smells kind of like my grandpa's apple trees. Tommy, you've got a very smart nose, because that's exactly what this perfume is. Apple blossom. Bees like apple blossoms. Sure they do. Hey, look. Here comes one now. Hey, there's lots of them. We better get out of here and give them room, because we don't want to make them nervous. No, sir. Because there's nothing worse than a nervous bee. Come on.
I certainly appreciate your help, Mr. Wilson. You really hammered Merivale's prices down for me.
Oh, I always drive a good bargain with old Merivale. He's tighter than a short shoe, but he never makes a dime on me.
Well, you're a tough dealer.
Gee, your garden smells good. Yes.
Nature's own perfume.
Lovely. Well, thanks again. I'll be seeing you.
Ah, see you later, Mitchell.
My golly, it's glorious out here today.
Oh, sis. Oh, sis, you home?
I just got home, Joy. What is it?
Oh, come out and smell the garden. The flowers have never been better.
They do smell sweet.
What a variety of fragrance. Smell that honeysuckle? And those roses?
But you know, the strongest odor seems to come from these camellias over here.
Huh? Oh, your nose is mixed up, sis. Oh, camellias don't have any odor.
Oh, that doesn't have any odor, huh?
Oh, they may have a little springy smell, some of them, but no special fragrance. This is my own experiment here, these plants, you know. I've been crossbreeding these, and I...
They do have a fragrance. A beautiful fragrance. Do you smell this?
Hey, George, I'm the one who said they had an odor, remember?
What? This is sensational. Yeah. Why... They smell like apple blossoms, don't they?
No, I think they do at that. Yes, they're very nice, George.
Very nice? Why, do you realize what I've got here? There isn't another camellia in the world like this.
George, that's wonderful.
Why, every gardener in town will be excited about this. They'll all want one, and of course, every gardener in town, why, every gardener in the country will be excited about this. Why, there's a fortune in it.
But you haven't got that many.
All right, I'll grow them, or have them grown, acres of them. Oh, this thing has unlimited possibilities.
My goodness, I didn't realize.
Wait till old Merivale hears about this. Say, maybe I'll let him handle them for me, if he can come up with enough money. If not, they'll go to the highest bidder. Oh, June! Why, this is going to make horticultural history. The fragrant camellia by George Wilson. Well, Merivale, are you satisfied now?
By golly, Wilson, I can't believe it. Fragrant camellia. It's
sensational?
Let's just say it's a bit unusual.
Oh, no. Let's say sensational. Worth more money that way.
Well, I probably could make a few dollars with them if we handle them right. You see, it's not easy.
Why, Merivale, you old fraud. Why, I could get $100 apiece for these plants right now, and you know it.
Oh, well, now, Wilson, you don't...
If you are ready to talk real turkey, we'll go in and talk. If not...
There he is, Tommy. Hi, Mr. Merivale. We saw your truck outside. Were you looking for us?
I certainly wasn't.
Did you change your mind yet? Are you going to leave the windows open so the bees can get your swell flowers in the nursery?
Oh, of course not. That's ridiculous. Now, you boys run along. Mr. Wilson and I are talking business.
Boy, you must have to talk pretty loud. Mr. Wilson's not even here.
He's in the kitchen.
Will you leave one window open? The bees can get in one window.
No, I will not leave one window open.
Banana? Mr. Wilson wouldn't mind.
No, thanks.
Don't you like bananas, Mr. Merivale?
Yes, but I can't eat them today. I've got a nervous stomach.
Yeah? Tommy's cat's the same way. Yeah, if you scratch your stomach, he bites. Hey, Mr. Merivale, if somebody scratches your stomach, do you bite?
Yes, for heaven's sake.
Don't you want me to talk about it?
No.
Don't ever talk to anybody about Mr. Merrivale's stomach, Tommy.
Now, that's enough, boys.
You get out of here. Go and bother somebody else.
Okay.
All right, Merrivale. Time for another one. There now. You feeling better?
Yeah, thanks, Wilson. Much better. Now, sir, look at that hand. That nerve medicine took the shake right out of it.
Oh, those kids. I know. Yes, they used to bother me, too. But this is my secret weapon.
This stuff sure does the work, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you buy it?
Oh, this stuff can't be bought. I make it myself.
Make it yourself, huh?
Oh, by the gallon. An old Indian guide gave me the recipe many years ago. Well, here, take it along with you. Be my guest.
Well, fine, fine, thanks. Well, Wilson, now about those camellias.
And I tell you, I'm as excited as a kid about this. Why, there's no telling how much money we can make.
Oh, my, that is exciting.
That's wonderful, Mr. Wilson.
Of course, it's too big for Merrivale to handle by himself, but he's got this retired millionaire who he thinks might finance us.
Outside backing him.
Good. Of course, Merrivale says he's a crotchety old codger, but he's loaded with money and he's willing to invest it in anything that he can make more money with.
My goodness, one of these days you may turn into a regular Luther...
Burbank.
Burbank.
Well, that's right, you know. It won't be long before I'll be able to say, I knew Wilson when a camellia just smelled like a camellia.
I left the camellia with him last night. He said he'd be here for lunch at 1 o'clock today.
Well, it's almost one now.
He'll be here. Now, look, Wilson, like I told you, Stacy is a peculiar old duffer. Got a very snappish temper, so you better let me do the talking.
Oh, fiddle-faddle, he doesn't intimidate me.
Well, he was in a foul humor last night when I got out there, mad at the chauffeur or somebody. Fact is, I wound up leaving that bottle of nerve medicine of yours. Say, where are the rest of the comedians? You had more than this.
Oh, I put them out there behind the house. I wanted to see if the sun has any effect on their fragrance. Not a
These are okay, Tommy. They still smell swell.
Yep, the bees are finding them all right. See?
Yeah. Here's a good thing I came over here early this morning, though. These flowers didn't have one single smell on them.
Not any of them?
No, sir. So I just drowned them with perfume right before breakfast.
So there'll be no misunderstanding, Wilson. Let's go over our agreement again before Stacy gets here.
Oh, good heavens, Merrivale, I know it by heart. If Stacy wants to put up the money, we give him 40% of the deal. That leaves 60%. 40 for me, 20 for you.
Well, I think it ought to be even Steven with you and me, Wilson. Well, okay, 40-20.
Well, naturally, I'll be president of the company.
Excuse me, Mr. Wilson. Could you move your chair a little bit?
Oh, my chair? Oh, yes, of course. And I suppose Stacy will probably want to be treasurer, so you can... Dennis, what are you doing? What do you boys want, anyhow?
We don't want anything, thank you. We're just putting some perfume on the comedians again.
Oh,
you must miss this one this morning, Dennis. It doesn't smell like anything.
Dennis, you... I mean, that fragrance, I mean...
Sure. We put perfume on all of them so the bees would find them and get the honey.
The only thing about this whole deal that doesn't smell is your camellias.
Mr. Wilson, camellias don't smell like anything if you don't put perfume on them. You know that.
Yes. Home. Home!
George. Your visitor's here. Oh, come on out, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Wilson, I'm Mark Stacy.
Oh, honey.
How are you, sir? How are you, Merrivale?
Stacy.
Well, I won't waste time, Mr. Wilson. You've got a great thing here. I'd like to talk business.
Well, Mr. Stacy, there's been a terrible mistake. You see, Scott Merrivale, say something.
Oh. Well, Wilson claimed he... I mean, he,
Sorry we bothered you.
Bothered me? Well, I don't quite know how to say this, but you see, the camellias aren't true, Mr. Stacy. I mean, they just aren't so. I mean, they don't...
Camellias, that thing, that confounded potted plant caused my wife an allergy. I haven't seen her sneeze like that in years.
But I thought you wanted to talk business.
I do. I want to talk about this wonderful nerve medicine.
Nerve medicine?
Yes, sir. I took some of that last night, and my nerves haven't been calmer in 20 years. You sell me that formula on a royalty basis, and we're in business, Mr. Wilson.
Well, I'll be darned. My old nerve medicine.
Yes, sir. There's a lot of money in that. What do you say?
Well, I say shake, partner. By golly, gentlemen, this calls for a toast.
Well, Mr. Wilson, can we have some, too?
Dennis, young boys don't need nerve medicine.
Oh, it's not for us, Mr. Wilson. It's only for the bees. They're getting awful nervous.
Well, all right, Dennis. If it hadn't been for you boys, this good fortune wouldn't have happened. I'll give you a whole bottle.
Oh, bottle!
Well, gentlemen, our toast. Here's to Mr. Wilson's nerve medicine. Good for what ails man and beast. And bees.
The height of their careers, starring in America's top-rated sitcom. But after the ride was over, typecasting made subsequent roles scarce. For a mule, a rooster, a polecat. There was the occasional commercial, a few ill-fated spin-offs, a tell-all memoir. Some made headlines of a different sort. See the critters in their prime. Watch the Beverly Hillbillies, next on TV Land.